Our gospel today is from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. And I think because we prayed about it and we talked to the children about it, you may already know what's in store. But listen carefully this time, for something may surprise you. Right then, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead to the other side of the lake while he dismissed the crowds. When he sent them away, he went up onto a mountain by himself to pray. Evening came, and he was alone. Meanwhile, the boat, fighting a strong headwind, was being battered by the waves and was already far away from the land. Very early in the morning, Jesus came to his disciples walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost." They were so frightened, they screamed. Just then, Jesus spoke to them, "Be encouraged. It's me. Don't be afraid." Peter replied, "Lord, if it's you, order me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." Then Peter got out of the boat and was walking on the water toward Jesus. But when Peter saw the strong wind, he reached out. He became frightened. As he began to sink, he shouted, "Lord, rescue me." Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him, saying, "You man of weak faith, why did you begin to have doubts?" When they got in the boat, the wind settled down. Then those in the boat worshiped Jesus and said, "You must be God's son." For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, and for the word of God living and dwelling within each of us. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Thank you. So if you remember last week, we had the story of Jesus calling Peter and Andrew and James and John. But before that, they had caught boatloads of fish, so much so that they were sinking, and they had to call in their friends to help them. And after they got back to the shore, Jesus said these words, "Don't be afraid." And he says them today. He uses that same phrase in our lesson today and says that to all of the men in the boat. So before we look at this lesson today, I want to tell you a personal story. A few years back, my husband and I decided we were going to take motorcycle lessons. Both of us had always wanted to ride a motorcycle. And I said, "There ain't no way, honey, I love you, but I'm not riding behind you. Give me my own bike." So we both did. Luckily, and we were blessed because our community college taught motorcycle skills. And so we could go and try out motorcycles and learn what skills were needed before we actually went out and bought a bike. And we really enjoyed it. So we bought two bikes, two Yamaha V-Star 650s, I think they were. And we did a lot of local riding when we could get out on a Saturday and ride through the countryside. And took two long trips, one from North Carolina to Chicago and one from North Carolina to D.C. for the big, I think it was Memorial Day gathering they have there of several hundred thousand motorcycles. But the one that I really remember the most is this. It was a ride up on the Blue Ridge Parkway with our local V-Star group. Now, we were taught in motorcycle skills that when you're riding, you're driving your motorcycle, you have to look forward. You have to look where you want to go. You can't look over here or necessarily over there, but where you want to go. And so we're on the Blue Ridge Parkway. And the Blue Ridge Parkway in the North Carolina mountains is much like some of the roads here, the higher up you get in the mountains here on the island. And it winds around like a snake, you know, and it's climbing, and then you're going down, and it's a two-lane road, and there's a guardrail, and there's a valley down below. Let's say that. So I'm riding with this group, and for some reason, I took my eyes off. We're heading downhill, and we could see the curb, and we could see where the road went downhill. And I took my eyes off of that curve and going around. And the bike just kind of slipped on the gravel on the roadside, and down I went. Luckily for me, I had a helmet and leathers on, full leathers on, and an engine guard, which goes around the engine of the bike, so it kept the bike from landing on my leg. I had taken my eyes off of where I needed to go, much like Peter probably took his eyes off of Jesus. My focus wasn't where it was supposed to be. So sometimes we hear Peter's story, this story in particular about Peter, that we think that this shows Peter's doubt in Jesus, or Peter's unfaithfulness, or Peter's taking his eyes off Jesus. And that is one way to interpret this story about Peter and Jesus. But I want to take a moment to think back before Peter took his eyes off of Jesus. And what was in Peter's mind? Jesus had walked on the water, and all the men on the boat said, "That's a ghost," you know? And Peter, when he heard the words, "It's me, it's Jesus, don't be afraid," Peter called out and said, "Jesus, if it is you, help me to walk on water to you." In those words, I see Peter's faith very, very strong. Peter may have said, "If it is you," not knowing for sure in all of the waves and the wind and the fog that that man or that figure who had talked to them was Jesus. But Peter knew and Peter believed that Jesus could give him the ability and the courage to walk on water. That's like we often talk about having the courage to step out in our faith. Peter had that courage. We are like that Peter. Yes, there are times when we have doubt. Yes, like Peter had doubt. Like Peter lost his focus. But Peter first had the courage to take his foot out of the boat and into the water and start to walk on water. And when he had his eyes on Jesus, he was able to do something extraordinary, walk on water. So I have to think about, if we remember that part of Peter and we're like that part of Peter, what are the exciting and new things we can do now, here and now? Now, I got up out of that accident and I was fine, just a little whoops, you know, but I was fine, and I got back home, and I continued to ride for a couple more years. But Keith and I were able to just do something we'd wanted to do as a couple for a long time. Now look at Peter's sinking. What was he feeling? What was I feeling when I knew I was going down? Was I seeing God save me? Probably. It was very quick, but it's like, oh, just, yeah, I don't want to go down the side of the hill. But I think even in Peter's desperation, even when he is calling out, "Lord, rescue me, Lord, save me," he is still showing his faith in Jesus. He would not have cried out, "Lord, save me," if he did not believe that Jesus was able to do just that. Get that? I don't think Peter would have been able to call out, "Lord, save me," if he did not believe that Jesus had the ability to save him from sinking into the Sea of Galilee. So when we call out to God to save us, from whatever is going on in our lives, it is still showing our courage and our faith in God, in Jesus, through Jesus, that we are able to say, God, get me out of whatever mess I'm in. God, show me a way to do better. God, help me with my addiction. God, help me with my temper. God, help me with my, I don't know, selfishness, greed. Help me know where to go. When we are praying to God to rescue us, to save us, it is still a sign of our faith. It's still a sign that we believe that Jesus, that God through Jesus, is with us and will walk with us and can do something for us. So when have you stepped out in faith? And when has Lihue Christian Church stepped out in faith? I think that you will find during this time of reviewing the heritage for Lihue Christian Church that there were many times that the members of this church stepped out in faith, stepped out to do something that no one else had done, and they maybe weren't so sure was going to work, but it worked. This church is still here 125 some years later. God has been here as this church has stepped out in faith. And God has been part of that all along. And you have been part of that all along. Reminded me as I was working on this sermon that we're singing a song in Kauai Chorale for this spring season called You'll Never Walk Alone. When you walk through the storm, you'll never walk alone. Now, this is not a Christian song. It's not even a song that mentions God. Actually, it comes from Rodgers and Hammerstein's musical Carousel. But it's sung by a woman to her cousin who has just become widowed. And it's a reminder that her cousin is always going to be there for her. And isn't what the church is? Even in times that are terrible, isn't that what the church is? Is the church not there to rescue and save our members and our community? And one more point. I don't necessarily understand salvation as being saved from hell, as being going to heaven. And while I do believe there is a heaven, I do believe there is life after death in heaven, I know that, and I believe that, and, you know, maybe as a Christian, it's like, that's just second nature. I know it. I've known it since I started my faith journey. So this week, I was reminded of a couple of another song, and this was the Salvation Army song, I think. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When no one but Christ could help, love lifted me. So when Peter cried out, rescue me, he could have been saying, save me. And salvation may have too many meanings. We can talk about it being saved from sin and going to heaven. But this week in reading Diana Butler Bass's book, Freeing Jesus, I came across a different idea about salvation. She's recounting about her mother who had passed on, and that her mother had never really taught her about salvation. Her mother didn't use a fancy vocabulary, didn't have a born-again experience, and didn't believe in no end times rapture. Instead, she says, her mother had shown her how to live with dignity, persistence, charity, and occasionally with joy. For her, the salvation was goodness beating back sin, violence, and in the injustice of the world. Always, always trusting. Trusting the Jesus that said, "Don't be afraid." Salvation is the here and now, freeing us from the power of sin. We are free to step out in faith, step out with bold courage, and do what we can here and now to beat back the violence and the injustice of the world. That's what Jesus did. That's what Peter did as a disciple of Christ. And that is what we are called to do. May God grant us the courage to step out in faith. And when we falter, may God grant us the courage in our doubting to say with Peter, "Lord, rescue me." Amen.